offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? All right, we're recording again.
Oh, good.
Are hinges one of the seven simple machines?
No.
Right. We have a whole show on them someday.
Levers,
seven simple machines.
Hinges. Levers, pulleys, wheel and axle, wedge, ramp, incline plane, which isn't a ramp. Screw is what I meant to say. Ramp or incline plane.
Ramp or wedge, same thing.
A wedge is actually two incline planes glued together and driven with something. And a screw is an incline plane wrapped around a stick.
All right, we're back on the air.
We're broadcasting.
We're back on the
again.
Air.
Little hiccup after Tim.
Tim, if you're listening, your questions crashed my computer and my whole system. And no, I'm just kidding. It's not your fault. That thing's a piece of crap. And I'm pretty sure my sound card.
Never happened before.
My sound card is just very, very flaky. I think is what the problem.
So when anybody who's like a serious like. Anti-technology cloud comes in contact with it, it goes right down.
I don't know, man. It's very sensitive. Very, very sensitive.
I think you should get the T-square out. That's what I'm saying, Tim.
I think that what we need to do is... anyway, Tim, as we were saying before, I would separate the DVD drives somehow. If he's got two hard drives on the other IDE chain, then put one on the secondary chain and put one of the DVD drives on the primary chain.
I think it's a Hail Mary.
But that's an easy change. I mean, you know.
I would definitely do it. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. But the odds of it working, I think, are about 2%.
No, you never know. The only other suggestions are to, you know,
not
update.
Use two.
Flatten the machine or update the drivers and firmware.
You could try updating the firmware of those devices. Sure.
I would say about these things is that, you know, most of these conflicts seem to have gone away in the CD world. CDs are very reliable now. CD-ROM drives can boot. They didn't used to be able to do that in 1995. Blah, blah, blah. And DVDs are kind of on where DVD drives are where CD-ROM drives were about 10 years ago. So they're not
That's
always
probably true.
Perfect, you know?
True.
It's so, true. Yeah, we're giving great advice. Flatten your machine and don't use the two things you want to use together.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. No, I really think splitting them up, and if that doesn't work, maybe play around with the IDE controller card and putting one on there.
Firmware is another great idea, but. Again, 2%.
You know, but yeah, I don't know why having them both on there would cause any kind of problem. What I think is that one of them could be Lemon.
Boo.
And yeah. One of them just could be crashing the machine and that's it.
Well, the only other thing I can think of is...
Is it a Sony or Memorex?
Both.
Is it...
is that
which one's a Lemon is what I'm asking.
probably not the Sony.
Do they make open source DVD rewritable drives?
What are you talking?
I don't know. He was bad mouthing something. I assumed it was because there was a Linux
source hardware.
There is a big movement.
Oh my god!
Is it called Open Hard?
Open Hard.
Open Hard.
Oh god! I will say that you're probably right. It's probably not the Sony. The Sony.
There is an open source firmware for the popular Linux wireless router, the WRT54G.
Yes.
Yep.
And supposedly it's pretty cool.
Based upon a Linux kernel.
Yeah.
The only other thing I can think GPL. Of, go into the properties on the DVD drives and check their DMA settings.
And the way you get to them is...
Go into device... He seems pretty knowledgeable. So
you
can
do it through device
manager,
or can you do it through, like, my computer, right-click on the device, and, like, the D drive, or E drive,
my
or whatever.
Computer,
right-click there. You know what? Let me look right now.
Manage devices.
Anyway, why don't you go ahead and go on with your tale from the dork side, sir.
Are you dissing Thank Tim? You. Or are you saying
I'm not dissing Tim?
Tim,
but I'm saying that I'm really getting depressed on how little help we have for Tim.
We don't know about this guy has real computer issues. He really does.
Yeah. We got to ramble on.
So I was looking into a problem that a relative was having on his computer, and the symptom was general system slowness. So I started off by...
Ooh, that's good.
General system slowness?
General system slowness.
Reporting for duty?
Right, it's the general's on the report, Chinese
dude.
Menu.
Ten hut?
General slowness chicken.
General slowness
man.
Wow, we should stop joking and talk more.
And so I decided to defragment the hard drive, and so I ran disk defragmenter, and it said... It got through a part way, and then it said,
"You look like a it looks like a flatline." Yeah,
you don't speak into the microphone.
Sorry. It said I can't move this one file, and it told me the name of the file. And so I went and looked at the file, and it was a 4 gigabyte file, on 4 gigabytes.
What kind of file was it? What was it?
On a 20 gigabyte hard drive, so that's like a fifth of it.
It was it porn.
It was an errors.log file from Microsoft's anti-spyware program.
That's funny.
Those efforts.
That he installed because Kim Commando told him to.
That bitch.
So I thought, well, maybe I can go into the program and change some settings, tell it to delete the log or something, or not log so many errors. So I double-clicked the program, and it said, I can't run this program because it was a beta version that expired on December 31st. So
the new one is out.
Well, there's no way to go into it to play with the error log. It's 4 gigabytes.
What do you mean? Just delete it.
So I deleted it.
Uh-oh.
Genius.
And then...
Uh-oh.
It worked fine.
No. Uh-oh!
I would have definitely deleted it.
Finished defragment.
Wouldn't even gone into the program.
Is this FAT32 or NTFS? Must be FAT32 because it reached its 4 gigabyte. Or is it 2 gigabyte?
Snap.
2 gigabyte limit or 4 gigabyte limit?
Yeah.
So it finished defragmenting. I replaced Microsoft's program with Adaware.
Yeah, but Adaware doesn't scan, like, doesn't
real time
watch for real time changes to the registry and startups.
Right,
like,
and it doesn't create 4 gigabyte log files.
You do not need two real time scanners running in the background if you're already worried about system slowness.
Can someone recommend us a good freeware real time scanner?
Yes, the new version of Windows Anti-Spyware, Windows Defender, which is now the permanent name for it. It's Beta 2.
Log file once in a while.
Beta 2.
It's Beta 2. It must be solid.
I'm sure Kim Commando does not recommend that, so I say do it.
Even the barest of relative... You only need a scanner. You don't need a real-time spyware scanner.
Because, well, first of all, Adaware does have that if you pay, right?
Yeah.
That's what you get if you
Adaware
pay the
Pro,
$20
yeah.
bucks or something.
Adaware
By the
Pro,
way, lavasoft.com. It's really tough to get to their website.
Actually, a free real-time scanner, Spybot.
Yes.
Spybot Search and Destroy has a real-time monitor called T-Timer.
But that's, again, pay for it, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
That's free. However, it's extremely annoying.
Yeah, dogs
and
crap,
it doesn't... it's not like plain English, you know? It doesn't like...
Is it English?
It's not plain English either. It's sort of just techies, and when you put it on someone's computer who's not a techie person, they call you and they're like, what is this thing?
We just got the best email from Tim.
All right, yeah, we got the best email from Tim. He goes, well, the reason I have two drives is because I thought the Sony died once, so I bought a new drive, and the Memorex was on sale. Then one day I decided to try to reinstall the Sony, and it worked, but then I started having the driver conflicts. And
he's
then he goes,
half-dead drive, and there he's bitching about
it. I know. I would take the Sony out. That's my advice. He goes, and I crashed your computer as revenge for not having any answers for me.
Yeah, we got
thanks. I would take the Sony out. I think the Sony is, even if it's half dead, that could be really bad. I would take the Sony out, and I would, if at the very least, you know, if you're trying to copy DVDs or something like that, you can do it with just one drive. It just has to write everything to the hard drive and then back again. But just do
or
it and walk away. You know, you can do it all in the background.
Well, and quite frankly, that's probably more efficient use of your IDE bandwidth anyway, because your hard drive will be on, you know, one channel, the other will be on the other. Anyway.
I've got a friend, by the way, who's really
nice
interested in getting a USB drive for backup, and I think that's just not good.
USB 2 is very fast, and that would work pretty well.
IDE drive?
If it's external, it probably has its own power source, and
sure.
maybe it would survive a meltdown a little better, or you could unplug it and put it somewhere if you wanted to. Or
I don't know. Full disclosure, my friend is Dewey. I don't really like him that much.
Really?
Didn't we already talk about this once? Yeah, I think there's actually, you know, the two different camps on, you know, adding another hard drive and going the external route. Quite honestly, if you're just going to be backing stuff up, I'd go external. The convenience
of... I use it for backups. I can take it away from my computer. So yeah. If the computer explodes... Yes, I will.
Here's a question.
I'm not you.
Here is a question.
I'll do it. Yes,
Russell,
I will. Yes,
question,
I will.
question. How much data is he backing up?
3.4.
Gigs.
A couple of gigs.
You don't know.
I have no units.
A couple of gigs.
It's a unitless measure.
How much? Is this for business or for home, for personal use, or is this business?
It's for pleasure.
Is it?
It's porn.
The first one's going to be 50 gigabytes or something.
50 gigs
after that,
of porn.
It's going to be whatever changes.
Porn.
If
porn
it's not
change.
too much data and it's for business purpose, I might just use a service called Data Deposit Box.
Nah.
Boo.
Why? Boo.
I'd use a service called cumdumpster.com.
Cumdumpster?
I have no idea what that's the number of YouTube.
Pinkeye.com.
Kim, what are we going to do with this
Kim's
guy?
Looking at him like, you know that's
you just turned
in
your girlfriend into Kim Commando.
Yeah.
She's going to kick your ass. All right. Who else has a Tales from the Dork side?
I have kind of one. A couple weeks ago, all of a sudden, spontaneously, seems my Wi-Fi was not hooking up to my home network as well. Which kind of blew, because I used to just be able to turn on my radio using the driver software, and boom, Windows was running it. I would hook right up to my home network. It stopped doing that. I used to have to go into the wireless config, move my my presettings for my WEP at home up a notch or down a notch, hit apply, and then it would hook up. That was a pain in my ass. So my buddy Matt forwarded me an email about some patches that maybe if you applied to a certain recent Microsoft patch, maybe it'd after your wireless networking up. Kind of sucked. Well, I just ignored that for a few days.
Good.
Then I dug in there, and I was looking at the Windows wireless list, and I have like 17 things in there now. It's kind of absurdly long because I've been traveling, and I hit airports and stuff.
There you go, yeah.
And so I just started cleaning those out, and I got to the bottom of the game. My home network is called Slack House. There are two entries for Slack House in there.
What's the password?
The SSID is not broadcast.
What's the web key?
What's the frequency, Russell?
It's frequency. Where do you live?
We're doing social.
You know, it's far easier to get onto my next door neighbors, by the way, because we use that when ours is effed up.
Nice.
Yeah, theirs is not even secured.
Nice.
So anyway. There were two entries. One of them had a different icon. It looked like it was like a computer-to-computer maybe or something instead of like an access point.
Oh, like the ad hoc?
And I'm not sure because I've never done this before, but when I was in one of those airports recently, I changed to accepting ad hocs.
Yeah, I turned that off.
So I turned that off, and then I noticed that this thing was there, and I deleted the second entry. Everything has worked great since then.
Everything's worked great since then?
Sorry, it connects right up and up.
I don't know. I think I told the story of when I was troubleshooting my sister-in-law's wireless connection in her house. And what had happened was that there was a sale at Best Buy for a Netgear wireless router that they went and bought the Netgear router on sale for like $29.99. Turns out their next door neighbor did the exact same thing. Both of them hooked them up, and so each one took its default settings of SSID of Netgear and channel 6 or whatever. And so both neighbors were like, these things suck, because they kept connecting from one and then connecting back to the other and going back and forth, and they were just cross-talking totally, because they were the same SSID, no WEP. And same channel
shouldn't affect your performance, but yeah, having the same name.
But they were
jumping from one access point to the other will really F you
and
up.
And or just cross talking, and so they couldn't do anything. So I went down, and I'm like, so here's what happened: is I unplugged. I didn't realize the neighbor had the thing. I didn't realize this yet.
Yeah,
I unplugged their router when all of a sudden my computer joins up to Netgear, and I'm like, this thing is alive! It's alive! You know, it was totally crazy. And then I'm like, oh wait a minute. The neighbor, you know, and I'm like, did your neighbor buy the same one? They're like, oh yeah, we got, you know, did the same deal or whatever.
And they even knew it? That is awesome. That
so I changed the name of their router, and what do you know? Everything's hunky-dory.
Yeah, I had some initial problems with Windows running my wireless networking. I had a lot of drops and reattachments, even though I had changed SSID.
I'd bare metal it.
honestly, this problem,
pass a magnet over it.
This is gonna go, the one I just described in my Tales from the Dark Side. I didn't think that was going to go away easily. I thought that was going to live in my system until I junked it.
Very good.
But we got past it.
Cool.
So, Tim, there is hope. No, but Yeah, I had a lot of problems with Windows running my wireless networking. I went away from it for about a year and a half, tried it again, and it really hasn't given problems. So I assume there's been some updates, and it works better than it used to. That's what I think.
All right, that was cool. That was a pretty good tale from the dork side, I thought. You said you had one, Matt?
I didn't have one, but I definitely wanted to echo, turn off the damn ad hoc wireless networking.
Oh, absolutely. You should not have that on.
What?
Ad hoc allows your computer to, I mean, if your computer were to say, hey, go ahead and attach to me and I'll forward you onto my internet connection, your computer has to say, I'll attach to that kind of shady deal. You don't want that. You want to do that. Those people are shady.
Yes, I would say that I could agree with that completely.
Okay, here's this just to make sure people understand. If you go to the little wireless icon, are you all right, Matt? You're tired, buddy. You are tired. How many hours you've been working?
Big sandwich.
Did you have a turkey sandwich? Did you just have a turkey sandwich?
No. That was
a spicy Italian.
Italian BMT with roast beef.
Holy shit!
Awesome. Italian BMT with roast beef?
Yeah. I
since when does the BMT have?
Except turkey. Like Russ said, it's just you'll throw a piece of meat on there, anything but turkey.
If I were you, I would have gotten
that tryptophan.
I would have gotten the chicken parmesan with the Angus burger on top of it.
That would have been money.
You know what? How come nobody has made a chicken burger, which is a...
You can buy chicken burgers. Morningstar makes them.
No, not a burger made of chicken. A chicken sandwich with a burger on it.
We got our idea.
I think you need to
let's get this store going.
You got to go like turkey or chicken.
Yeah.
Then beef. Then turkey. Then beef.
Like a turducken burger.
Exactly.
Did you guys see V for Vendetta yet?
Yes. No.
Oh, my God. Did you totally love it?
Pretty rocking.
It was awesome. I have one comment on that, though,
okay.
And this is about food because that's what we're on right now.
You want to eat Natalie Portman.
He
would eat a mile of her shit.
I want to eat her with sauce. Okay, go ahead.
They make this, it's V and then the TV
eating?
Show guy.
Oh.
Who's the TV, you know, he hosts
W.
The show. Well, anyway, the
Mr.
other guy,
X.
They make this. They make this cool little breakfast thing where you take a slice of bread, you cut a circle out in the middle, and you make a.
I think they just put it on top. I don't think there's a circle.
You put an egg in it.
It's called eggs in a basket.
No, it's
egg
called
basket.
It's called
a gas house
it's
egg.
Not, it's called toad in a hole. I made him last weekend.
It's not toad in a hole. That's what you're thinking of. Toad the wet sprocket.
Oh, shut up.
You just cook the egg right
yeah,
in there,
it's
right?
Yeah, it's awesome. My suggestion also is honestly to cook bacon in a pan first.
Oh.
And, when the bacon's done, take the bacon out and then put your stuff
frog
in there.
In there.
Yeah,
nice.
Put your. It's awesome because you
frog
have to.
In a hole?
You have
it's
to have
English
like
because that means your heart attack's coming.
Exactly,
closer.
It's fantastic.
I have the results of a descaler versus other programs.
Oh, nice.
No, I don't.
What the hell was that?
I'm totally lazy. All right, sorry. So, you have a frog in a hole.
No, you.
I call it gas house eggs.
That's fine. You can call it whatever you want to.
It sounds fucking awesome.
It is delicious.
Yeah, I would genius.
It's delicious.
It's really delicious.
Next time Matt sleeps with a girl, he'll be making that in the morning.
And Matt,
so
if you want to try something, if you want to try something even also quite tasty,
yeah.
Do it with instead of bread. Use an English muffin.
No, don't.
You mean do it
don't.
With Natalie Portman?
Don't an English muffin. Don't do it. Don't
English,
do it.
Use an English strumpet.
Egg. Don't listen to him.
An English strumpet would be perfect.
Don't listen to him.
Why?
It's terrible. It's the worst idea I ever heard. My suggestion is honestly use challah bread was really good, but just a regular whole wheat bread.
No, don't say challah bread.
And
it's
challah bread.
Challah, okay?
Challah bread.
Don't say challah bread.
No, I like to say challah.
You sound more goy.
I call...
Dr.
Huh?
J, the science goy.
I hate Jews. How's that for you? There you go. No. There, is that a little, is
fuck
that going
you,
up?
Man.
Ass hat.
Foreskin,
right.
foreskin.
Not, there you go. Haha, foreskin. Bacon double cheeseburger. Yeah,
with shrimp.
With shrimp.
Bacon double shrimp burger.
So you put challah.
Challah back
with bacon
bread. Huh? Oh, yeah. And
might not be kosher.
I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm kind of hoping it isn't.
Topped it with cheese.
And then I had lobster.
Trafe. Trafe. It's all trafe.
Trafe.
Tripe.
Trafe is a general term for non-kosher food, such as the
bacon
the old Jewish guy trying to bring five refrigerators into Israel, and the customs agent says, "Why do you need five refrigerators?" And he says, "Well, I need one for dairy and one for meat." He says, "Well, that's two. What do you need the other three for?" He goes, "Well, I need one for dairy and one for meat for Passover." He's okay. Well, what's the fifth one for? He goes, "So I want to eat trafe once in a while." And it's a really dumb joke.
No, but that's kind of funny. He's doing all this work to be kosher.
And then he wants to. That's right. That's why it's funny.
It's really good.
But to get back to your toe in the hole, my suggestion is to use a pint glass to cut the hole out. It works very nicely.
There's actually a hole in it then?
There is legitimately you have to use really big bread.
Yeah, you could.
You do not have to use big bread. I love big bread.
I love big
He's
bread.
He's got big bread. I love big bread. I cannot lie.
When an itty bitty waste walks into a place, the rough thing in your face,
wow.
You get sprung.
Natalie Portman does not have big anything, by the way. She's quite a.
She's got some nice junk in the trunk.
No, she doesn't.
If you want to see, go get that movie Closer.
Worst stripper ever.
Go get the movie Closer.
I've seen that movie.
What?
I never saw that.
She is one of the worst. She is great looking, but she does not dance well. She could stand there and touch her toes.
Hold on.
Who cares if she can dance well? She's got a great little ass. She's Kim's right. Scarlett Johansson coming out number one on the FHM list.
On what?
As much as I think she's
FHM
cool,
list.
I think
that's
ain't right.
Garbage.
She's
that's
got
inaccurate.
Somebody, I think
her well, agent paid.
She's hot.
I think for an actress, she's got great hooters.
She's got great hooters. She's got great.
Both of them do actually.
Yeah.
It's Hooterville.
Titties and beer.
Hey, you mentioned
speaking of which, Hooters Air is scaling back. What?
To a sale to buy. I have a plug because I just found
a
this
plug?
Out today. I don't know what it is. Today's show brought to you by CompUSA.
CompUSA.
Who's having
a little mom and pop establishment.
Final Four. A Final Four sale this Friday.
Yeah, and what's for sale?
6 p.m. to midnight. They're selling all kinds of stuff.
Save up to $400 on notebooks.
Let's see all the things I wanted to buy.
Oh, a Bluetooth adapter.
I had a PDF of it, but it's gone.
It's all right.
Anyway, if you go to
go to a CompUSA.
The URL is crazy, but
you go from CompUSA from 6 to 10. Are you guys
this
James?
Friday,
James, I got a question for you.
CompUSA March Madness.
It is.
Nuttiness.
That's an egg.
They're selling
Wait a minute.
Stuff really well.
Stop.
Nobody can hear us.
Okay, good. That's what I want to say. That's what I wanted to know.
Look where the mics are.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. Anyway, so with the sale 6 to 10 on tomorrow. When?
Friday.
Okay, but the games are tomorrow, aren't they?
The March Madness games are not till Saturday.
They're not till Saturday?
That's correct.
Yeah. And I don't know why.
And then when's the final?
March Madness.
The final is Monday.
Yeah,
Monday.
It's not on
Monday.
Monday.
Fascinating. They're going to go head to head with Monday Night Football?
Anyway, I'm going to March Madness at 6 p.m. on Friday. I don't know about you, Jokers.
Friday night from 6 to 10.
Big ass sale.
Big.
I'm going to buy.
Projector starting at $699.
Come on.
USB wireless adapter, wireless G.
That's nice.
I'm thinking about a USB Bluetooth adapter because I might be getting a Bluetooth
phone
sometime soon.
That's nice.
These are all like $20. It's another USB. And then I really need to get a DVD read-write.
That's a nice one. Well, $70 is way too much. Unless that's the Light Scribe, which does the labeling thing.
Yeah, $40 one as well.
Yeah. So you can get a $40 one just about any day of the week at Micro Center.
Okay, so maybe these sales aren't so great, but
most of those prices can be had at Micro Center any day of the week.
Well, this is CompUSA.
That's true. If you don't have a Micro Center in your neighborhood, you're very much deprived. Hey, I've got a YWOW, if anyone's interested.
Oh, yeah.
Rock it. I'm going to go get beer.
Okay, great. Well, you want me to wait? I'd like a beer. Anything but the honey. Anything but I'll try one of your creamy dark. I'll try your creamy dark, Russ.
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds a little bit gay.
All right, hey, you guys were talking about hinges earlier.
Yes.
Well, what were you talking about? Simple machines.
Let's hear about some science.
He said, "Aren't hinges simple machines?"
They're
and
not
I said,
simple machines.
Not one of the seven.
What constitutes a simple machine? How do you define a simple machine?
It's close, but it's not. It's a compound machine because it is more than one simple machine.
What is a simple machine? What defines a simple machine?
I will tell you if you'll shut the fuck up. There's seven simple machines. There's the wheel and axle, the pulley, which is a wheel and axle with a rope, a lever, an inclined plane, a wedge, a screw, and the other one.
And the seventh seal.
No, I already said the pulley. I can't remember what the seventh one is.
What about a wedge on top of a lever or a pulley?
I definitely said the lever. I said the screw.
Holy shit. What?
I think it was six.
You're like a total
I think it might be
frow.
Six simple machines.
Creamy dark. Because
I teach that.
Creamy dark.
Fucking Russ. I'm actually all right.
I've got a YWOW. Does anyone hear a YWOW?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Wait. Weren't we talking about the simple machines or not?
I was over with them.
Okay,
there are seven of them, the end. Or six of them, the end. We couldn't come up with a seventh. A simple machine is just something that allows you to spread your work out and do it more easily. It lowers the force. It does not lower the amount of work you do.
Well,
Well, it depends on which end of it you're on.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. All people can hear is me going, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Uh-huh.
We should.
Can we call you the microphone-less?
Wait a minute.
You can make it so that
you can
do more work.
Yeah, I know. There's a there's in the weight room at the school. There's a it's a rowing machine. It's a sit down kind of a rowing thing, and
it's called an erg.
No, it's not. It's not one of those. I know an erg. I know the ergs, but it's not. It's not one of those. It's just a. It's with weight plates.
Is it a joule?
No.
Is it a newton?
Those are units, asshole. Oh.
What's an erg?
An erg is also a unit. An erg
is... Oh, well then,
But it's still not that. Oh, my God. You hit Dewey in the forehead with your...
Dewey doesn't have hair to protect... God damn it, Dewey. You look exactly like Private Joker at the beginning of Basic Training.
Oh, I just heard it today. They had a clip of that on Howard today.
What, something from Private Joker?
The whole Private Joker thing. Where he gets his name.
Oh, yeah.
He was very impassioned, that guy.
So anyway.
Anyway, that's
okay. One behind me.
Here is the Why Wow Yoko's website of the week.
How is Yoko? I mean, what she
she's upstairs.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
It gets better each season.
Is that Toad the Wet Sprocket?
I think so, yeah.
Is that Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Yeah.
What was the other song like? What was the other song that did they have another song?
Walk in the Ocean, I think, is the only one.
Is that the only one?
Your access has been denied.
There's something about, what? Oh, you want the Why Wow? Okay. And, Kim, you might be very interested in this. You may have even heard of it. It's called Newsvine.com. Newsvine.com, and their tagline is Get Smarter Here. You can, if you're just into reading, you'll find thousands of Associated Press articles posted and indexed faster than any other site on the web. If you'd like to discuss the news,
faster than Yahoo,
hold on. If you'd like to discuss the news, you'll find places to chat and comment within every article. And if you'd like to write your own column, Newsvine will publish it for you, and you collect the ad revenue from it on their site. And finally, if you'd like to create your own public trail of interesting stories you've read around the web, seeding the Newsvine is for you. I don't think Newsvine charges.
At one point, I found that people
were
charging for articles that
I wrote.
Really?
Yeah.
Kim says at one point, people were charging for articles she wrote. She authored.
I was very
smart.
You
got to
get some money.
Wow.
Anyway, I think a Newsvine to me seems like it's like serious
man.
Fark. It's like Fark is like, you know, so irreverent and you know, all the time. This is like kind of serious, and people are posting articles, writing their own articles, and you can get all the feeds from the news agencies here. And it's a pretty amazing. It's more than just an aggregator.
It's
a cult. Well, no, not with people contributing. That's more than just an aggregator.
Indie news or whatever that is.
Just because people contribute doesn't mean it's not an aggregator.
I agree.
I'm saying it's more than just an aggregator. How is that wrong?
There's nothing wrong with that. But you can't tell Russ that it's not an aggregator.
If that's wrong, I don't want to be right.
I get what I meant to say is it's not just an aggregator. You know what? In the spirit of us being totally
off topic.
Not off topic, but completely and totally
non-sequitur.
Ineffective.
Why Octung instead of the Why Wow?
Why Octung? What?
What would that stand for?
Yachtung?
Let's backronym that right now.
Octung? That's a lot of letters, man. It's a lot of friggin' letters.
Do something fun now.
No, I gotta find Raymond Frankel's emails where he.
But just saying that name is a little more fun than we're having.
Ray Frankel.
Ray Frankel.
Hoyvin and the Maven.
I got to find Ray Frankel's email because...
Frankel with the thing in the eye with the high lady.
He corrected us on a couple of things.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, he corrected us about
250
the...
250 gig hard drive for $100 at CompUSA, man.
I got one for $100 at Fi.com. With USB.
I just saw 300 USB gig 2.0. For $89.99.
Where?
But it was Mac Store, so I don't want it.
But that's not external. We're talking external.
Oh, external?
External.
Oh, well, then maybe you want to get the LaCie 500 gig external for like $299 or something like that.
That's pretty good.
That's a lot of gigs.
Yeah. That's pretty good, too.
Scale.
Owned.
Raymond Frankel, one of our fine, fine, upstanding listeners, he wanted to let us know that we talked about MAME, I think, last show or two shows ago. A
couple shows
and
ago.
And if you wanted to play the Laserdisc game, such as Dragon's Lair and Space Ace, you need the Daphne emulator. Have you looked this up yet, James? Because you were talking about playing Dragon's Lair. The Daphne emulator. And in reference to Matt's comment on Gauntlet being the first four-player game, he is...
Wrong!
How do I say this?
Wrong.
Incorrect!
Wrong!
I'm not sure if there are any before this, but in 1976, Gremlin made a game called Commotion, kind of like the light cycles on Tron, and it was a four-player game. Also in 76, Atari made a four-player game called Cops and Robbers. And in 1977, Atari made a game called Sprint 8, which was an eight-player racing game.
Are these all in the video arcade games?
I think that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say is that these are arcade-type games, yes.
I mean, at that time, the home video game consoles didn't have that kind of capability, I don't think.
Because Raymond was so helpful in pointing out our shortcomings, we're going to send him a free Dial-A-Dork t-shirt.
Booyah, baby.
Unfortunately, Raymond, we only have XL. He did request the double XL.
Because he's a big boy.
Well, Raymond is 7'1".
Oh, my.
330. No, he's not. I'm just kidding.
Just saying, does he play first?
No, he's the best Darth Vader you've ever seen. He asked for a double XL, but he said XL would be fine. So XL is what he will get.
Hey, what's the thing you think?
We should probably send Tim Wurzel a shirt also.
Tim,
email me your address so I can A, read it on the air.
I have an idea that maybe we should sign these things.
Sign the t-shirts?
I think
that would actually lower their value.
It devalues them. That is correct.
Oh,
it devalues them. That is also.
I'm pretty sure that would lower their value. I'm almost totally positive. Thinky thing of the week. Thinky thing of the week. Do we have one?
Yes.
Well, what is it, motherfucker?
It is on the Minimalist weblog. If you go to thinkythings.org/minimalistblog and scroll down to March 28th, it's Orchestral Maneuvers in the Darth.
OMG.
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Darth.
OMG.
If you leave.
The link is thinkythings.org/minimalistblog/blogentry.php. Entry ID equals 1575.
Or go to the show notes and click on the link.
Or go to the show notes, which I'm having trouble
with
Blogger
tonight. What
the
fuck is this?
It's going to work.
Darth Vader conducting an orchestra? And it's on Google Video, too.
It's called Legos?
Well, I think it's actually CGI, I think.
This is good stuff. So if you're looking for something to do at work, kill a little time, you might want to go find the Orchestral Maneuvers in the Darth. I think that'll work. What else do we got? Let me look at the show template and see what else we got here. I want to remind everyone that Nauticon is rapidly approaching. We're about a week and a half away now. Nauticon is April 7th through the 9th at the Cleveland Lakeshore or Lakeside Hilton. Down on Lakeside, I guess it's Lakeside Avenue, Lakeside between East 9th and East 12th.
Correct.
And nauticon.org is where you want to go and get the registration information and sign up and see who's going to be there. Drew Curtis of FARC is going to be there, so that's exciting. My God, that was wonderful. So if you need to waste about 2 minutes at work, go check out Orchestral Maneuvers in the Darth. 1 minute and 2 seconds, that's it?
That's it.
That's not even enough to take a mental health break.
You can waste a half hour if you want to go look at Heat Vision and Jack on YouTube.
You know what? By the way, I read today that YouTube is going to be capping durations of uploaded videos to prevent crazy copyright.
Great, and then it got filled with ads.
What was this?
These things are going to follow the same path. Except Google, because they don't do ads.
What's going to be filled with ads?
iFilm used to be awesome, and then it got all filled with ads and junk, and you had to watch crap, and it was tough to get to all of a sudden. Same thing will happen to all of them.
Well, all I'm saying, though, is that to prevent the upload of, copyrighted material to, real copyright infringement, they were capping uploads, but I'm not durations.
People. There's a point at which the content has to start paying for itself. You can't expect...
The net is free. Shut up.
Oh, the net's free. But I'll tell you what, you host your own video files and let people download off of that.
you fucking BitTorrent it, and then we'll talk.
Exactly. Now that I'd be,
Russ,
that I'd be a
hey, by the way,
force with.
Speaking of speaking of all this stuff, now I was bopping around the internet today, and I stopped over at MoveOn.org.
By bopping, do you mean your pants are off?
Yes. He was fapping.
I was fapping around the internet, and I went over to MoveOn.org.
Because I wanted to be a granola chick.
No, because I wanted to masturbate to the delicious Russ Feingold. I don't know. I went to MoveOn.org, and they are decrying the AOL's proposal to charge bulk emailers for access to email boxes.
Well, how about the tiered internet structure that's moving its way through the Congress? And
would you like to address that?
Oh my God! Please, people. So there's current laws or bills, whatever the fuck you want to call these pieces of shit going through the
legislation.
We do call them bills.
We call them
pieces of
shit.
Those of us Merkin.
Those of us who watch Schoolhouse Rock, asshole, know it's a bill.
There are proposed bill
legislation.
It'll be a law someday.
Legislation.
It'll be a law.
There it's are. How about this? There's some people talking about some things up on the hill about charging more for providers of content depending on the amount of content that they provide. So people like Google or something would pay more for their hosting. Their network hosting, then people say, dialadork.com.
I don't understand. who are
Google
they paying?
Pays someone to host?
Or something? They're paying the backbone providers.
So is that why they're
the
buying all the
fiber? The backbone providers are the ones who are who want this so that they can get more money out of the people who actually are
Because the backbone providers are stuck. No, wait a minute. The backbone providers are stuck.
It's regulated by the whatever.
FCC?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. But the actual provision of the backbones are there's some kind of
look. Let me ask you this though: the backbone companies they have to keep expanding their capabilities because people keep producing more content, right? So
they
just keep footing the bill, don't
they?
They would have no revenue stream whatsoever.
Well, that's not their problem.
Basically, what we're saying is,
they're trying to.
Is it possible that my DSL bill would go down because Google has to pay more?
No.
I don't like it.
In fact, it will probably certainly go up.
And that's been some of the arguments out there, is that there's no the only thing that could happen for users is that you might actually have to start paying for Google, or for companies who are providing content, they will have to start charging for stuff that we have become accustomed to
you
getting
would be
free.
Hearing people put on their surfing brakes if they had to pay for this.
Yeah,
there would
be a massive slowdown of I have another
email from
adoption.
Tim, if you're wondering. Tim goes, great, a free T-shirt advertising a show to have your questions get turned away with answers of I don't know.
Ooh, snap. We got
served. He goes, can't wait to wear it. Now he appreciates our effort, and he says, thanks, I'll try to have more stumpers for you guys next week.
He wears a medium, if you don't, unsatisfied customer.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
I have all mediums.
His questions. He should use the signet of judgment. His CAD 2006 fixed the problem with the damn Control C and Control V.
Yeah.
We told him to separate his DVD drives onto different IDE channels.
I think we told him to take the Sony out.
Or take the Sony out.
And as far as office goes, then it's time to bare metal the machine.
Exactly. We answered everything.
Scorched Earth.
Just because.
It's pretty much Scorched
Earth.
Scorched
5. It's Wurzel 0.
No, wait a minute. We gave him total Scorched Earth advice. It was take the drive out, bare metal the machine, and install a new version.
Is,
it's like.
As we tried to do that, he brought down our server. I think this guy's a disaster.
I think he gave DDoS.
I still think my piece of advice is the best. Just stay
away
from computers.
He just crashed Drew's laptop.
Did he?
What was your thing?
Just stay away from computers forever.
Yeah.
Go back to drawing on actual physical blueprints.
Oh, you mean like an easel and a T-square? Is that what you're
saying? You mean like the stone wall of a cave?
Yeah, maybe. Stone wall of a cave might be what he's all about. That's right.
All right, that's enough of that.
Yes, yeah, so I'm sure he's excited about Michigan about to win the NIT.
Oh, boy.
I think we had more entertainment over Wurzel's emails than we have had in a long time. So
I think
I
so, too. So I'm looking forward to your questions next show.
Yeah.
Indeed. And make sure he's on the mailing list, too.
You know, I'm surprised we haven't talked about why 42 is the answer is the answer to the question. Did we talk about that?
Do you know
I couldn't be
why
any less
42
surprised.
Is the answer to the question? Isn't he dead?
No. I thought it was on Slashdot. I was surprised nobody else picked it up. You did see it? Drew, you'll have to use your magical powers and find out if it was on Slashdot maybe last week. Or Thursday or Friday or Monday or Tuesday this week.
Did you read the article?
Yeah, I read it a little bit.
Anyway, what is the answer? Do you have it or not?
Well, I'd like to refresh myself with the article before I go spouting off.
Hit your refresh button. And in the meantime, I want to read for you something that was on FARC. Realsimple.com, Realsimple.com has an article called Surprising Expiration Dates, a handy who knew guide for 77 foods, beauty products, and household goods, how long they should last. Yeah, I don't know. Some of these things are a little dicey, but it says beer unopened 4 months. Brown sugar
wait. Yeah, but
you can
put
still
it
eat
a,
it.
You can microwave it and it'll granulate again.
I have your answer if you want it.
Beer. Hold on. I want to talk about beer for a second here because that's one of our favorite topics too.
Beer.
There is I don't think you can leave an did you say opened or
no,
unopened?
Unopened.
Oh. Jesus.
Feel better now?
I'm like, damn.
Matt, if you find a beer in your basement.
Losing his mind. Losing his effing mind.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't even
you
stand
can't
it.
Even believe that.
You don't want to drink opened beers that you're not sure about because as an old fraternity brother of mine, Paul Doman, found out that if you pick up a beer on the table and it wasn't the right can, you might get a mouthful of your roommate's clipped toenails.
Oh, that's gross.
It's
almost touching that he contained his toenail clippings and put them in what he thought was a garbage receptacle.
Well, saw the whole thing happen because I was stoned out of my gourd sitting on the couch.
Did you vomit?
And went, no, well, 3 hours earlier, I watched the roommate clip his toenails, and the reason that he put them in the beer can is because the very first one he clipped it, and it flew up in the air and landed in the beer can. And he's like, oh, my God. So he kept trying to shoot him in there the whole time, and then he picked the ones up he missed and put him in there.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, and then okay, 3 hours later, the guy picked up the can, and he's like, is this my beer? I'm like, I'm not sure. And he took it, and he goes, he drinks, takes a sip, puts it down, and very calmly pulls off toenails off his tongue and says, this wasn't mine.
What's also funny is that you were the unreliable person in that story. Yeah. Is this mine?
And this was part of a series of very unusual things. In about a 1 week time, we had some very strange things happen. Funny things like just people lighting a cigarette with a match and throwing the match about 6 feet and it going like right in a beer bottle, like in the center of a table.
Plastic cups. Why has everybody got these small mouthed containers?
We went to school back in the dark ages when there were no things for which to put your beer into except for your stomach.
When teachers wrote on stone walls.
That's right.
This is back when the Solo Cup Company hadn't penetrated the Ohio marketplace.
I'm not going to lie to you. No, it was. We were like, why would you even bother to waste beer time putting it in the cup when just put it in the
open
bottom?
Beer must put in mouth.
Shotgunning beer.
Well, you don't see any cups on this table.
That's true.
I don't believe it says a diet soda here, unopened 3 months.
Definitely diet.
Is that when you get it? Because I'm sure they last.
Because all that stuff in there is. I mean,
dried pasta, 12 months.
Yes,
sounds about right.
Come on.
10 years.
This is not the bachelor's answer.
Frozen vegetables
things.
Unopened, 18 to 24 months.
God bless Clarence Birdseye.
More.
Now, here's one. He's right about this. Honey, indefinite shelf life.
Yep.
It has, they found 3,000-year-old honey in Egyptian tubes,
same
and you
salt.
Can eat it.
Yeah.
Salt,
right.
Too.
So well.
Well, as long as salt doesn't hit
both
anything.
Unopened mayonnaise, indefinite.
Yeah. Unopened mayonnaise, indefinite.
I please say
mayonnaise.
You're fucking
opened
joking.
Mayonnaise, it says 2 to 3 months.
Hang on.
However, I've eaten year and a half old mayonnaise
oh
that
God.
Was in a fridge,
oh,
and it was fine. It was fine.
We had an experiment with
it was
sauce
fine.
Packets in my drawer.
It
worked. It
was striped, but it was fine.
And yeah, you did have a mouse problem.
Those sauce packets, most of them last. Mayonnaise does not.
Oh, wait a minute. We saw it. I remember this. The packaged mayonnaise did not.
And I
got
to say, ketchup
eventually
went too. It became
ketchup
brown.
Will separate and dry out in spots.
Yep. It oxidized. Yes.
All right. All right.
This is definitely not right. An opened can of peanuts, 1 to 2 weeks.
Yeah, it goes
that sounds
bad.
About right. The fats in the peanut spoil.
Mayonnaise
lasting at all.
Open, unopened.
Who cares? It's eggs and grease.
It's an emulsion.
And salt. And it has lemon juice. It's got lemon juice.
It's probably got a positive pH. Positive? Right.
Hey, and we're back.
We're back again.
Did we get that in?
Sorry about
that.
Sorry, I don't know if we got the Sandy Alomar story.
How long have we been off the air?
I just noticed it.
How long?
Sandy Alomar steak sauce in the house. I had a roommate open the jar and eat from it.
Non-Cleveland roommate.
Not realizing Sandy Alomar played for the Tribe
about
18 years ago.
Pretty long time.
Not quite that long.
I mean, I ate my Joey Bell bar in like 1999.
Oh, God. It's all right. I still haven't opened my Jim Tomey ham sandwich in a bag.
I went
Jim Tomey ham sandwich in a bag.
The Omar Vizquel only lasted about 6 months.
Well, the Omar Vizquel, he also had a hot sauce or a barbecue. Maybe it was the Omar barbecue. He had a hot salsa, and I was looking at it, and I just couldn't bring myself to.
It was all right. He's Venezuelan, though.
It's made with beans and rice. No.
18 months to 3 years for bar soap.
What happens when it goes bad?
It gets
all hard and crackly.
You get dirtier.
You get dirtier.
That's just a layer of
filth. It attracts dirt.
A layer of filth.
It charges you up.
A layer of filth.
Like a piece of paper.
Soap accumulates in the tub.
And a laser printer. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Mascara, Kim, unopened 2 years, used 3 to 4 months.
It's basically all these things contain fats, and those things just go crazy.
They do. They break down.
Exactly.
What's the shelf life on LSD, incidentally?
Shelf life. Well, I got an interesting story about LSD.
I bet
I was going to say. Before you go any further, let me remind you, there's no such thing as a bad.
Okay,
I
have an interesting story about unconsumed LSD.
Okay.
How about that?
Was it unconsumed for the whole story?
No.
You just sit there on the shelf? Cause that's
no. Here's the thing. My buddy Sam and I decided to take some LSD.
Sam and I.
And I brought home some Black Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've
I had two... I had two doses of Black Rose, and I had two doses of some other just regular white perf, okay? And we put them together into a little foil wrapper.
Okay.
And I put the foil wrapper into... the fuck's going on? I put the wrapper into the... I'm sorry. I didn't realize what was happening.
Was it the DJ or
no,
the rapper?
No,
it was... he's the DJ. I'm the rapper. And I put the wrapper in the freezer to keep it nice and fresh. Okay, to keep it nice and fresh. And then what happened was that somewhere along the line, it fell out of the freezer and landed on the floor, and it sat on the floor. So it like thawed out.
Does this end with a high dog story?
And it had collected a whole bunch of moisture. Because when we opened it up, all the color from the Black Rose paper had bled all over the place. And it was the doses were all stuck together, and it was all bled everywhere, and we were like, oh man, it's probably ruined or whatever. I'm like, let's eat it anyway. So we each took he took one half, I took the other half, and then we kind
of
like licked the foil wrapper or whatever, and we put it in. We used like a little gum wrapper or something. So we like licked the foil wrapper. We ate the hits, and we're like, this is gonna be bunk or whatever. And about 90 to 120 minutes later, we're wandering around my childhood neighborhood. Just not knowing where the fuck we are. And really just tripping our damn balls off because we ate a whole bunch of acid at that point.
Nice.
So, yes. The answer is we don't know about the expiration date on acid, but it probably does break down.
I will say that you can keep it for a very long time in the freezer, according to an excellent source I have.
Experimentally, I can say also that it takes a while for the mushrooms to hit, so don't just go crazy on the whole bag because you think they haven't infected you yet.
That's an important drug tip from Russ.
Here's something, and I agree with Russ very much, and I had a bad experience with that because I was trying to get this girl that I liked to trip with me in college, and she was nervous, so I gave her half of a hit. And about 90 minutes later, she claimed that nothing was happening, so I gave her another half.
Worst idea
about
ever.
About 60 minutes later, she still said nothing was happening. I said, wait, here's one half. Here's another half, and then we'll leave it alone. About she ate it later. She thought the floor was made of stained glass, and she was afraid to walk
and
on
about
it.
A month and later, going to class again.
Yeah.
She actually ended up having a really good time, but unfortunately not with me. yeah.
Well, it happens.
Yeah, you'll have that.
In fact, you know who stayed with her the entire time? and took care of her?
My bet would be Mike Rosenberg.
No. And he was completely sober also for the entire experience. And he stayed with her all night long, didn't try anything, didn't do anything to her, just walked her all over campus,
gay.
Hung out with her, talked to her. No, not gay. Spino.
I was going to say, that was going to be my guess, the gentleman.
Because
Matt,
this guy ate some acid in high school and thought he was going to a concert that night. So he eats the acid, and then he looks at the calendar, and it's not Friday, it's Thursday.
Whoops.
And he's like, uh-oh, and then his mom goes, time for dinner.
Whoops.
Yeah, so he sat there, and he's tripping his nuts off eating dinner with
Meatloaf.
His family, kind of like, oh, my food's made of clay.
melting.
My mom is a lizard. You know, it was like very not good. Not good.
Lizard.
So I don't know. What do we have anything else?
Hey, Irv.
I was
going to
talk
I'm
about
really,
my new kitchen appliances,
I'm
but they're boring.
I'm surprised that you don't want to talk about this whole 42 thing. Because it has to do with prime numbers, of which you seem to have a certain fascination.
Oh, well, then let's discuss it.
42
Please.
Is prime, dude.
Please. Did you refresh yourself?
That was why I did not read the article.
It's
it said something about prime numbers, and it talked about 42.
I got
annoyed.
It mentions the fact that the Greeks really enjoyed prime numbers because all numbers can be broken down into prime numbers, and apparently the fact that it's 2 and 3 and 7 are the roots of 42.
What about 5?
It's not a root of 42,
it's a prime number.
I didn't say it wasn't.
42 breaks down to 2, 3, 7. Those are the factors.
Fuck you, motherfucker. What about 21?
Wow, good comeback. What about 21? It's not a fucking prime number.
It's a factor of 42.
Oh, my God.
It's a factor of 42.
Okay, I'm going to need you to listen to all the words that I'm saying.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
See, there you go.
Okay,
listening is when you don't talk. All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
So all numbers can be broken down into a series of prime numbers. And that was basically why 42 was interesting, because it had 2 and 3 and 7 is the best I could come up with. I got
this
the article.
This makes no sense to me at all.
There you go. You're read crazy. The thing.
Because I am dumb.
So it's 42 is 6 Jesus times 7. Christ. 6 is 2 times 3.
Yeah. Aha. Uh-huh.
3 times 7 equals 42.
Yeah.
Is every number fascinating to the Greeks?
I didn't say any of that stuff. All I'm saying is 2, 3, 7 equals 42.
Well, that's not saying much.
What are we saying? Matt, what do you have? Gonorrhea?
Hell no.
I don't know, but itches.
Damn.
Lord.
Red and hurts and stuff.
I hope not.
Does it hurt when you pee?
What's the shelf life of antibiotics?
Of penicillin. The shelf life of syphilis.
Shelf life of bread.
Or you get ergotamine poisoning or something.
Okay, so it's going to take a while to like explain this article. So just read the blog on it.
That's not acceptable. Go ahead.
All right. So there's this thing. There's this guy called Riemann.
Riemannsons.
Who? Well, hell, I hate to just read.
My suggestion would be that you check it out also online, because you're going to want to reread some things several times,
yeah.
And you're going to also want to skim over some history and totally ignore it. I'm serious. It's about the solution. It's about the solution to the Riemann zeta function.
The Riemann zeta function?
The Riemann zeta
function. Is that
function.
Anything like Catherine Zeta Jones?
No.
Yeah, it's just as curvy. How about that?
It's
is it the
like
alpha
the,
and the omega?
Interesting. No.
The interesting
like the,
thing about the function
the
is that it plots
plots?
Area. It
plots. Do you know plots is Yiddish?
Oh, God.
No,
for
I
like
don't know plots
get
is
really
Yiddish.
Exciting. Like, you'll just plots when you hear this news.
That was sweat.
Most
sweat?
People think that. It's not. It's not.
Anyway, it is a 3D representation of where prime numbers may sit in a particular landscape. He discovered that the wells, or the troughs, where it hit zero, corresponded exactly to prime numbers, and is working on a way of anticipating where those are. If you can find another way to determine prime numbers, obviously.
Which we did right here at Dilador.
A little while ago.
Using the sieve.
Using
that's what
the
it was.
Sieve.
Not a wheel.
This
is
yet another
the
method.
Sieve.
The ability to predict where those are.
So
use
a three-dimensional. So in other words, he's like Tom Cruise in Minority Report, finding them in a grid.
But the interesting thing that he discovered, the interesting pattern,
a youngling at Jedi Academy,
was that the wells tended to fall upon a single line.
Right.
So.
Yes, of course.
He thought that this would be, you know, a very exciting thing to research. And it goes on to say that...
He was wrong, by the way.
He linked it to quantum physics. And that...
Hilarious.
Well, anyway, you just have to read about it.
No,
I'm sorry. No.
Drew, you go ahead and blog that shit.
Just blog that, because it might be interesting to people.
There's... Drew, hold on. Drew should talk about this.
You have to FTP to change the blog?
Yeah, that's how the blog publishes.
Just go
it.
To ftp.comgroup.com. I'm not going to tell him the username and password over the air.
Is our FTP server up to date?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Should we be SCP?
I'm not hosting it.
We really should be SCP.
We should really... doing something.
Did I say FTP.com? I meant...
Shit.
It's shit. I'm sure it's totally secure.
Story today. I think we need something from the world of
primary
education.
Can we
Before
talk about
says
the simple machines?
Plots means to burst or explode. I can't laugh anymore or I'll plots. Just so you know.
That's an onomatopoeia, I think.
And that's Yiddish. I think Yiddish. A lot of words in Yiddish sound a little bit like what they
are.
It's
an onomatopoeia.
All right. Do you have something, or should we just end the show at this point?
Well, I mean, we did talk about the six simple machines. I could talk about my favorite compound machine.
Isn't there a seventh
simple
machine?
No, he said six. He said seven. It is six.
I have heard seven before.
Well, they're fucking lying to you, man. Okay. They're trying to sell you. The other simple machine is a Dell. No, it doesn't. It's not. It's a Unix machine. No, it's
who
the six simple machines.
Originally,
we're God did. I would imagine the first person to use a lever. Well, the first person to use a lever was Archimedes.
Right.
And I would assume the Egyptians and some other people came along with pulleys.
Well, the Egyptians used some levers too. They also used wheels.
I would imagine they probably did for their cars. They drove with their feet. Right. No, that was the Flintstones. Building the pyramids, do you think that's where I was going?
Are you
with
trying
it?
To say that a Jew is a simple machine?
No. Oh, you can vault. Simple, forget about it.
Number seven is the Jew.
And the Jew. That's
no.
People
Jews
are
would
ridiculous.
Be more powerful if they were
no,
simple machines.
No. I don't think so. No.
I see C here is the inclined plane, the wheel and axle, the lever, the pulley, the wedge, and the screw.
C6.
There could be a seventh one if you go with the double wedge.
A screw is an inclined plane wrapped around a stick, and that is indeed a simple machine. If you'd like to make
it's
one,
do you know
power,
what?
Right?
What do you call a boomerang?
It's not translating
that
power.
Back.
It's about
a stick.
Different axes.
It's
or
basically all it's about is
what's brown and
it's
sticky.
It's about reducing or increasing your force by applying it over a longer or shorter distance.
A stick.
It depends on what you want to do. That's all a simple machine
fair
does
enough.
For you. It changes it. Like let's say you want to open up. Let's say you got a bottle opener. Okay. You grab a hold of it at the end, and you couldn't apply enough force with your fingers to be able to rip the bottle off or rip the cap off.
What if it's a twist off?
So then
that's
you go
about.
Ahead and just pop it with the bottle opener, and it's much easier. That's a lever. That's a lever. Yeah.
Well, the little thing that comes.
What about lever 2000?
So there's three classes of lever. There's the first, the second, and the third. And the first is the seesaw that doesn't do a whole lot. And the second one is the bottle cap. And the last one's the fishing pole. And a fishing pole actually reduces your force, but applies it over a much longer distance, because you don't need to throw the lure at the end as hard as you flick the rod, but it does it over such a longer distance that you give it a whole bunch of energy. And that's your lesson on simple machines, boys and girls. A torque arm. I'll pretend you didn't say that.
Okay.
There's also a simple machines forum that you can put on your website, and it's forum software and it's free.
Okay.
And it works.
Oh wait a minute, we had a.
Salad spinner.
Salad spinner.
What's
maybe
that?
The seventh. Actually,
it's a couple of them.
It's known as
a lever.
It's one of the seven
and,
kitchen
and
gadgets.
Gears, which are basically wheel and axles with teeth. I guess maybe you could call a gear. The last simple machine. So a gear and
so
just a wheel.
The levers you pushing down on this thing, something translates that into the What does the translation?
What about Archimedes 7 kitchen gadgets?
I think it's a screw,
gadgets?
So maybe, yeah. I think
I
it's a screw.
I was recently looking up
salad spinner is one.
Chainless bikes this week. Is that
chainless bikes?
Chainless bikes?
Yeah, instead of, it's a direct drive shaft instead of a chain.
Now that seems really excessive for a bicycle.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, they're usually compact or self-contained. They don't have any grease on them. You don't have to worry about your pant legs, etc. They're smaller. What's that?
You can change gears.
You can change gears. What seems to be the mode in chainless bikes these days?
What was the median?
Direct shaft.
Oh. Sorry.
Is the French mode.
Pi a la mode.
Either that or a CVT.
Was
the Depeche mode.
Depeche mode.
Pi a la mode.
Is to gear a normal back gear on your back wheel. That's the they call it cassette. I don't know why they call it the cassette, but that's what it's called. And the front has no gearing on it. So, and there's two bevel gears that translate the rotational power from the pedaling into a shaft that spins to the back and then back into the rotational.
It's exactly like
all this to leave a track through.
And
dreams
it turns out it's
yard.
Really
right.
not as powerful or much less efficient than a well-maintained chain bike.
It is much less efficient.
It is less efficient than a well-maintained chain
bike
system, but if you're just got a crappy, poorly maintained, there's a question about that. So it might be useful.
Now, if you were riding your bike to lose weight, wouldn't you really want a less efficient bike so you have to work harder?
Depends. I mean, if it felt like you were working so much more all along the way, you might not work as hard. I mean, there's more psychological effects involved there.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, if you're just talking about working hard, I don't know.
Then again, you've got to
just fucking run.
Yeah.
You have to be in at least good enough shape to actually get on the bike itself.
True dat. Maybe you need a trike.
Are you dissing
Ross? No.
All right. I'm pretty.
We're done.
Pretty tired.
Well, it's been fun listening to you guys talk.
Yeah,
but,
I'm tired finished. Of not talking.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing too. I'm just gonna finish my beer and figure out how to recover the first part of the show that we lost.
Yeah, and Tim, if you recorded all that,
That'd be great. That'd be really great. Okay. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Next week, I have no clue. Next week, I'll talk about our new kitchen appliances and hopefully our kitchen will be done. What? Talk about Earth Day. I prefer to talk about Earth Day. Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Steak and BJ Day.
Steak and BJ Day.
Steak and a BJ Day.
Steak and a BJ Day.
That's 6 months from Valentine's
That sounds like
Day,
my
right?
kind of Earth Day.
That puts
Seeing as how cows are producing a lot of the methane.
About 5 months out.
We should all eat more steak, I think. Or eat less steak so they make fewer cows. I don't know. They should make a cow that doesn't fart or that farts flowers. Or that
farts.
Actually, I'll tell you what. They
should make
it's
a
algae.
It's a fascinating book out.
Your
by,
dog wants
it's biomass that's producing most of the greenhouse gases.
And crake.
It
and
is.
It's all about engineering.
I can't believe you just
biology.
Said that to Irv. That's hilarious.
I'm just telling. That's every. Said. I've read so that much that biomass is what produces a lot of the greenhouse gases, like algae and cows and all that shit.
Do you believe everything you read?
It's actually.
All right, I'm getting attacked here. I'm getting.
I didn't realize you were a climate scientist.
I'm getting ideology raped.
It's my fault.
You're a Jew.
Kim, why don't you come over here and get on the record there? Don't just sit there upset at me and lose all respect for me.
I mean, she's got it. She's.
Oh,
she's got
God.
A. She must have a degree in some form of climatology, right?
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
That is the worst restatement of Newton's third law I've ever heard, and I have a degree in physics. Go ahead. Go ahead, drunk girl. What do you got? There you go. Earth
well,
Day.
What about Earth Day?
Earth Day. We can't hear you when you talk over there.
All right, look, I'm ending this show before I get attacked any further. Thank you very much for listening, all two of you. We appreciate it immensely. Tim, thank you for your stumpers. We'll look forward to them next week.
Yeah,
we'll
give
send
us more.
You. We'll send you your T-shirt, Raymond. Your T-shirt. We'll send you yours also.
By the way, Windows 2000 is a very excellent platform to be on. It's you could be far away
Windows
off,
2000 isn't bad. I like XP better, but
a little bit. But I mean, performance-wise, you're all right. Don't worry about it.
Tim, talk to your IT guy though. It might be time to re.
I think if they go ahead and wait until 2007. I think at this point, wait for it.
No, I don't. What?
Get yourself Vista.
Oh,
no,
God.
Please
not,
don't.
Not, well, you know, then I'll definitely have to have a new computer. All right, anyway, that is going to be all. And visit the website, dial-a-dork.com. Throw a /blog on the end of it, and you can see all the links to some of the topics we talked about tonight. And I will get Dewey the FTP information that he needs at the unknown address that I did not mention on the show. And that's about it. Email us at dorks@dialadork.com. That's hyphenated dial-a-dork.com. That's about it. Anybody else got anything to say? Good, great. We will see you next show. Bye-bye.
I have 18 emails.
You have 18 emails from Tim Wurzel? Yes. All right, that's it. That's the end of the show. We'll see you next week. Bye.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.